Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. It's Friday. The sun's out. It's Friday. It's Friday. Friday.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah. Faster. Stronger. Another chance to win concert tickets. You have a chance to see The Killers on August 23rd, 2022. A little bit over a year away at the Chase Center. Big show's coming to the Chase Center. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest. Click on the Killers link and complete the online entry form. Tickets go on sale today for the Killers in August of next year.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. Okay, this is breaking news as of this morning, and I think it's less about sports and more about culture, so I think it's an important story to start with. The Cleveland Indians, the baseball team, Major League Baseball team from Cleveland, has now announced their new name.
Oh, what is it?
It has been a problem for Major League sports now for a while.
Yes,
the Redskins were forced to change their name, and so far they're just the Washington Football Team. Mm-hmm. We don't know if that there'll be an announcement of a new name and a new logo, or if they're just going to stay with that. But the Cleveland Indians have changed their names to the Cleveland Guardians.
I like it.
You like it?
Why not?
Apparently it has some significance to Cleveland that the rest of us wouldn't really know about. You'd have to be a Clevelandian.
Sure.
Clevonian?
Yes. Clevelonian.
I don't know.
I like it.
Anyway, the Indians have changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Now, we know that their original logo, the Chief Wahoo logo, that certainly seemed racist. But the Cleveland Indians itself, I didn't think, but it's not about me. It's about what they think, and they don't like it.
Right.
And so, first, and these guys weren't dragged to it. They kind of stepped up and said, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
They have. So the video has been put out now. It's narrated by Tom Hanks.
Oh.
And it's actually kind of nicely done. So you get this, the history of the team and what it's meant to the city and the main name on our team is Cleveland. That is who we are.
Right.
So this is not a big deal. And so they did a good job, and then they say Guardians, and I went, oh yuck, I hate it. But that's just me, and I'm stupid, and you know, I don't know. Someone said they in the running was spiders, and I was like, oh, you gotta be the spiders. Everybody hates the spiders. That's awesome.
But that's one reason to not have it. Don't you want your team to be
beloved? It's about
going
into other towns where they're like, oh no, the spiders are coming.
Oh no.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, that's big right now. Like, Guardian. It's someone who...
Apparently, one of their big...
Britney has a Guardian.
One of their big bridges has Guardians built, like statue Guardians built into the bridge.
Oh.
So it has significance within Cleveland. I didn't know that, and you know, it'll take a minute for everyone to sort of understand that or not care, because it's not my team. Call it whatever you want, right?
Sure.
But that's Cleveland. It. So there's a video out there narrated by Tom Hanks if you want to watch it. Otherwise, the Cleveland Indians have changed their names to the Guardians. And now Chiefs, Blackhawks, and anyone else I can't think of off the top of my head, you're next. Your move is next, pals.
What
I don't
you
know.
Got?
They'll get to it or they'll be forced to it, but it's coming for them whether they like it or not. Oh, Brandon,
it is.
There's
no question. That's way to get ahead of it, Cleveland Guardians.
What does he say? Like it or not.
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming for you. It's coming, whether you like it or not.
Like it or not.
Lay down, because it's going to do you.
Cleveland Guardians, everyone. Yay. Okay. How about a fast fact?
I love those. You know that. Hit me. There's
more than half of American baby boys are circumcised.
Okay.
More than half.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was...
way more than half.
Universal. Universally... Yeah. Well, not universal, but, you know, nationwide, you'd expect that to be 95% or something.
I think that the numbers have gone down, right?
I would
Didn't
hope
they say
so.
There used to be a lot more... It was a lot more routine.
They say... Okay, more than half of American baby boys are circumcised versus less than 3% in European countries like Finland and Britain.
No.
3%.
If you're looking for something with a hood, that's where you go, I guess.
Look, to me, it seems like
you're
it comes
for long
like
sleeves.
That. I don't know that it's necessary. I would certainly, if we'd had boys, I would have left them intact.
Mm.
Unless, you know, someone who in charge told me, no, they're getting circumcised, then I would have said, oh, yeah, you're the boss, whatever.
Right.
The penalty for cannibalism in Idaho is up to 14 years in prison.
That's
unless
it?
You did it under extreme life-threatening conditions as the only apparent means of survival, then you're okay. Otherwise,
so you're telling me it's allowed?
Well, you got to just make sure. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm thinking, you know, 14, you if you eat someone... I assume you also killed them. So 14 years seems light.
Oh.
You know, if I'm making people stew on the regular.
I don't know. It's very gross. Let me do these
last
two.
I am hungry.
I am a little hungry.
Instant replay.
Yes.
Started at the 1960 Winter Olympics in Squaw Valley, California.
Oh.
Judges asked CBS if they could review the tape of the event to see if a skier had missed a gate on the slalom. And CBS light bulb went off and they said, replays. It's genius.
We got to get on this. I mean, so we can't live without instant replay now.
No, I know. And it started in the 1960 Winter Olympics just because some judges wanted to double check and make sure a skier hadn't missed a gate.
Right.
Very cool.
Interesting.
The Chocolate River.
Oh.
In the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was made out of chocolate. And it spoiled during filming and smelled awful by the time the movie wrapped.
They really? So was it like chocolate milk or something? And they, that seems so dumb. Like,
well, don't you melt chocolate and have it running on one of those chocolate fountains?
You do, but it would have to be very hot.
Right.
That's
I don't
so
know.
Bizarre.
I assume that's how they did that.
Why not just dye the water brown? Or
I'm sure later they went, you know what we should have done?
Yeah.
Where was Sarah with, you know what you should do?
Right. God, people should ask me more.
Right.
Here I am, just waiting to give you my wonderful suggestions.
We've all been driving less in the last year. I know the roads are filled back up now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that less driving often leads to, oh, yeah, that's how this works again. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like I'm at the top of my game on this right now.
Yeah. Hmm.
Anyway.
It's all coming back to me.
More than one in three people think they're a worse driver now than they were pre-pandemic. I can confirm after having been out on the roads, it does seem like a lot of people have forgotten.
So you're saying you're right. Vinny says you are a worse driver.
Yes.
You're just got as good, it. Right? I mean, you're
I
obviously.
I am better than ever.
Even better, huh?
Yep.
I see.
One in seven say it took weeks to feel comfortable behind the wheel again. And in general, here are some things people say make them most nervous behind the wheel. Driving in snow.
Sure. It's no fun.
Driving in a new area you don't know well, especially in a big city.
That's tough. It is hard.
Well, and you got to love the locals. They're right up your you-know-what with the horn.
Yeah, idiot!
Let me just take a quick look or no. Thanks.
Nope.
I was, going to try to not kill anybody, but you're right. You having to slow down just 10 miles per hour from what normally would be done here is a reason to ride right up my skirt. Thanks. Roads with lots of lanes, and you need to be in a specific lane. That's freeways
tough.
Here now, no
it's,
doubt.
Yeah, there's no question. It's a, I like that a lot of times your little personal assistant on your phone will say, from the second lane on the left or whatever, middle lane, any lane.
Right. Driving like at night, rain. These are all things that that worry drivers as they're out on the roads. The next two, actually, rain and big trucks are one of my worst experiences driving.
Yes.
It stands out in my mind to this day is when I was driving cross country to come work with you in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And I was on whatever that is, 80, driving through Nebraska. And it was torrential downpour. Like so bad that my windshield wipers were doing me no good.
Right.
They were going full speed and they couldn't keep the glass clean.
Thing. Right.
And so I'm going slowly in the middle of Nebraska, driving down the road in a downpour, and the truckers were actually passing me and throwing buckets. I mean, pool-sized buckets of water in big, how that comes at you?
Yes, it's rooster tail, they call it. Yes.
And it would just splash the, oh God, I just remember going, it's going to be a miracle. If I get to the end of this road.
It was a miracle.
Oh, man.
Knowing you as I do, I actually, when we talked about this for our 25th anniversary of meeting, I was like, it is kind of incredible that you even decided to do it. Like, it's amazing that all the things aligned to make it happen because knowing you as I do, that's not something you'd do.
No. No.
You took a big chance.
And it worked.
Yes, it did.
And here we are.
Hi.
Heavy traffic, highways in general, and parallel parking round out your 10 things that make people nervous. Go practice.
Yeah.
That's parallel an easy. You can practice that in your front freaking yard.
Yep.
Sheesh. I'll tell you, it doesn't make the list, but if you drive a stick in San Francisco, that'll make you nervous. There's a reason to burn out your clutch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's not, you want an automatic in the city.
Yeah, no, you sure do. You're right. Let's see here. Oh, they're calling this the summer hack from TikTok. It went viral. Apparently, it's hot. So instead of sleeping under your duvet, the summer hack is pull your comforter out of the duvet and sleep in the duvet like a sleeping bag.
Oh.
I don't think
people need something on TikTok, right? You can zip yourself right into it, right? Just only your head sticking out and
is
in it with your arms out and
okay. Right. It seems lame, but TikTok seems lame to me, so. And you
Turns
love
out
it.
I don't. I
Brynn You're on there.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, when someone sends me a TikTok, I'll look at it, but I refuse to go down that.
You didn't get TikTok.
I might have.
I thought
no,
you
got
did.
It.
Yeah, you
were fully on it for
a few months. I've never posted anything on it.
No,
yeah,
but I'm saying you were on there.
Of
you were talking about looking at videos and dances all the time.
Yeah, all the dances. But I got over it quickly, but most people don't. And the thing about TikTok is when someone sends you one, now you're on the app. You got to just put that phone down because your whole afternoon's gone. You can say, look at that. Whoa.
You
wind up making cookies off of that thing. I don't get on TikTok anymore. Yikes.
Here's another summer story for you. Europe is dealing with a big heat wave right now, and the owner of a mattress store in Ireland just announced he's not accepting sweaty boob cash anymore. Keep your boob money.
What?
This is money that people apparently have been storing in their bra, and when they show up to pay for stuff and they pull it out of their bra, it's all sweaty money.
It still spends.
Yeah, but sorry, Mattress Mick says, no bra money here. He claims it's a real problem.
It's that big of a problem.
He says his employees shouldn't have to deal with it, and the cash they've been getting lately is even sweatier than normal because of this heat wave, so it's banned. You can't bring your bra money. Carry your money some other way.
This, I mean, honestly, I didn't realize there was such a rash of bra purchases.
Other people agree with them, saying that they think it's gross, too.
Others, what's gross about it? It's boob sweat. I would think you'd be into that.
Women think it's unfair.
It is unfair.
A lot of women's clothes don't have pockets.
Yeah.
So where are we supposed to keep our money, Mattress Mick?
How about in your purse, lady?
Well.
You have to have something to put your phone in, right?
That wasn't helpful. What are you saying that for?
Well, listen, Mattress Mick, here's what you got to do. Here's what you should do. You should get one of those things where people can just walk in with a GD phone and tap the thing on there and pay for their stupid mattress with their stupid phone on your stupid
right.
machine.
There you go. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, the super slow, oblivious drivers, especially Tesla and SUVs, are hogging up the left lane and express lanes. Move right!
Oh, that's funny.
What makes me nervous driving? The person who is nervous driving. Please use Uber. No doubt.
That's a good text.
That is a good text. Vinny, cheese and crackers. Everyone has lost the ability to drive. Yeah, maybe. Not me, but you're right. It's things
everybody
are tough
else,
out
though.
There.
Sure.
It is very strange. Listen, did we forget how to zipper in? Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, you
we're
don't
in a
hug
fight.
The
we're in a fight to be first.
If you're merging and there's one guy getting out in front of me, you don't hug his bumper and go two cars deep. That's not how zippers work.
No.
Hello.
The zipper is one each from each lane. Back and forth, like his freaking, it's right there in the name, zipper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens when your zipper catches two things at once without getting it all screwed up? Now you get a broken zipper.
Right. 650 says, zipper. Our boys are all intact. Couldn't do it to my babies. That's smart. Good job. Vin, being circumcised is the way to go. Every woman I have been with says they prefer it that way.
It's
well,
true.
If that's the way you are, then they're doing you a favor by saying they like it best. But I mean,
I'm saying it, and I've had both ways. It definitely is better. But
down there,
you do have the choice to make. When you have a baby, they can, and later in life, they can get it done if they want to. And, you know, maybe after a bad infection, something like that. It's not
so delicious.
It's not so delicious. It's not. It actually is way more flavorful, though. And the timer's going off.
Oh.
We're
going
to, on that note, we can take this conversation right over onto the secret show with
All
us
right.
if we'd like to.
I thought we were going to talk about Coco and her dating
we
skills.
We are. We're definitely, I mean, that was the other day ago. That was a full on, that was a cliffhanger, man. Oh, I can't wait. So,
I'm
secret
dying.
Show coming up and more in the
Sarah
9 o'clock hour next.
And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.